Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Free Talk Live, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever's on your mind. This live edition of Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
That's right. Ian, our normal first chair host, is off. Well, really any evening between Tuesday and Thursday that he wants to take off, so that's generally when he's gone. So anyway, give us a call, 855-450-FREE. The Skype username is lrn.fm. All you have to do is send us a contact request there. We'll get it sometime, probably within the first 10 minutes or so that you send it, and then you can call in and usually sound a bit better on Skype. So it's 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 or lrn.fm on Skype. Johnson, I had something all ready to go with in the first slot, but I really like this article that you brought in, so we're going with it.
It's not even really an article. Well, I guess it's kind of an article. It's a Gallup.com poll. Okay. Well, it's actually just a Gallup poll. So apparently for the past 4 months, according to Gallup, which... You know, you got to take Gallup with a grain of salt sometimes, but, you know, they're normally, they kind of have a little bit, I think, of a sort of a more pro-government, sort of liberal kind of bent to them in general. But in this particular instance, the Gallup has now has stated that government is now listed as the top problem for the United States, and it has been listed as the top problem by most Americans for the past 4 months. The economy is still among the top problems, and then another sort of a satisfaction with the direction of the way the United States is going is also another problem, along with unemployment.
You know, it's I saw some poll online where, you know, the popularity of Congress was at like 5%.
Right.
And, you know, it's been recently vacillating somewhere between 5 and 10%, you know, just above cockroaches, in some cases below cockroaches, as a matter of fact, and Nickelback, apparently. I guess there's a thing about disliking Nickelback. I don't have that thing.
Right.
I don't really know. I mean, I'm sure I've heard a couple of songs by Nickelback, but, like, I'm just not married to that. John Cougar Mellencamp, on the other hand, like, I could have, you know, something to say about that. Little Ditty by Jack and Diane. Man, terrible songs, in my opinion. Anyway, so, yeah, I mean...
That song's, you know, super catchy. What are you talking about?
You know, it sold some albums. There's no doubt about it. Little Pink Houses. The fact is that, you know...
He's like an upbeat Bob Dylan.
I had a contract at one point, an actual employment contract that stipulated, among other things, that they could not play Dylan in the office.
Wow.
Yeah, like... Totally not into Dylan. Like, it was the only guy on the contract,
wow,
too, right? Like, the only name on the contract besides mine, Bob Dylan. So people perceive the legislators in this country to be a bunch of liars and thieves and crooks. But somehow or another, they feel like we've got to have them. You know, like, this is the only system we could possibly live by. I say if an organization's that far gone... Get rid of it.
Right.
Maybe there needs to be something else in its place. I couldn't tell you. For one, I don't understand why the Senate exists at all. The Senate was intended to be an organization that represented the states, right?
Right.
But now it's essentially a representative body just like the representatives.
Sure.
So what's the point in running, having two representative bodies?
Right.
So why not get rid of the Senate and add more seats to the House, or, you know, just get rid of the Senate? I mean, none of this makes any sense. Rent it out for mini storage or something like that. I have no idea what they do with the Capitol building, that wing of the Capitol building. But
I kind of wonder, though, like, wouldn't the founding fathers have really kind of written that in or thought of that in some way? I mean, it seems like a lot of stuff was written, at least, I don't know, the Constitution seemed to be written with the future in mind to a certain extent.
Yeah, well, the Senate didn't get done away with as far as a state representing organization for, well, it was more than 100 years. So the founding fathers, you know, Thomas Jefferson felt like the tree of liberty needed to be watered periodically by the blood of tyrants and patriots. I mean, he basically didn't feel that you should be legislating what the next generation would do. And I tend to agree with him. I think all laws should essentially sunset after 10 years or something like that. And then if they're good, then Congress can re-up them.
Right.
That's what they should be doing.
Right.
Not keeping these things in place.
Right.
I mean, the rules change over time. Things change.
Yep. So, 10 years seems like probably too long. We should be more forward-thinking and make that every 4 years, let's say.
To really keep them busy. Yeah. I'm willing to be generous here and say 10. Just go ahead and give it a nice round number.
Yeah.
But, nonetheless, I think that this is, it's very interesting that Americans think so little of their leaders, as it were.
Right.
That, what was it? They believe it. They're the biggest problem in the country?
Sure. Let's go on. So Americans continue to name the government, 18%, as the most important U.S. problem, a distinction it has had for the past 4 months. Americans' mentions of the economy as the top problem, 11%, dropped this month, leaving it tied with jobs, 10%, for second place. Though issues such as terrorism, healthcare, race relations, and immigration have emerged among the top problems in recent polls, government, the economy, and unemployment have been the dominant problems listed by Americans for more than a year.
So supposedly the economy is getting better. Doesn't the government get credit for that? I mean, you know, the idea.
According to these polls, no. You can look at you can look at the graph and see that for a while. The economy, as the percentage of people listing it as a problem, was moving upwards. So it went from like 13% to 14% to 16%. And government as a problem on those same poll points went up from 15% to 70% and then stayed at 17% and now has risen to 18%. But while government being listed as a problem has risen to 18% in that same time frame, economy as a problem dropped from 16% to 11%.
Hmm.
So essentially,
now we know
people naming government as a problem went up 1%, while the people naming the economy as a problem went down 5%.
Now we know what the real unemployment rate is. Let's go to Todd calling in from Utah. Todd, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, first, I actually called for two things. First, you mentioned Bob Dylan, and is that a pro-Bob Dylan mark?
Oh, no, 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 I am not a pro. Look, I think that he might get credit as, a great poet of the 20th century. I'm fine with that label. I just don't want to have to listen to his caterwauling.
Yeah, and, you know, I tend to, when I listen to the show, I get really angry at times at things that people say, but I tend to agree with things that you say more often, and now I'm getting to understand why I like Mark a little bit more. I'm the same thing with the Bob Dylan, but the other thing is that everybody wants to be Bob Dylan, and I don't understand why they all want to be Bob Dylan. Yes, he writes some poetry, but he's not very talented.
Indeed.
Singing-wise.
What's your other topic?
The real subject is, you know, you guys every day, I call in sometimes, I get cut off just on my own cell service, but every day it's harboring on police officers and everything, and I'm just tuning in for right now. I don't know if you guys have brought up the other side of it today where the two officers were shot in Ferguson.
Nope, haven't brought it up.
Which I think is out of the negativity of the anti-cops that's going around.
So yeah, I think that there's a lot of it. I think that, police sort of have to address that problem is that, you know, there's this zeitgeist that cops are the enemy. And, I mean, I think that probably, I would just guess that this sniping has something to do with that.
Yeah, I was going to say, can I just say one more thing and I'll get off and listen to you? But
go right ahead.
It doesn't help, I don't think, when I can't remember who the guest was 2 days ago that talked about that FBI agents are just below cops being the lowest rung of the human chain, food chain, and being scumbags. So those kind of comments don't really help the situation either. So
I'm not interested in helping. Todd, I'm not interested in helping the police. They have a lot of power, and they can help themselves. They can go about changes, work for changes inside the system. Since I have been working as an activist inside the system, I've noticed police get very involved in law passing. So I don't feel bad when they have ramifications for the laws that they apparently want in place. Do you want to hold on, Todd?
Yeah, I'll hold on.
Okay, great. 855-453, that's 855.
Issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
It takes a lot of courage to face your own death, but I'm glad I finally did. See, I was putting off getting life insurance to protect my family, even though I knew it was important. Then my neighbor's husband died. I watched her struggle emotionally and financially. It really made me face reality. If my husband died, how would I pay the mortgage, the car payments, or keep up the life the kids and I had? I realized I needed to get us life insurance right away. So I called AIG Direct. In less than 5 minutes, I had a quote. I was shocked at how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. I feel so much better knowing my family has protection.
Call AIG Direct right now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you can save up to 70%. Call now, 1-800-463-9184. That's 1-800-463-9184. 1-800-463-9184.
Hi, this is Mark Edge, host of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the very economic engine that powers this country. With a printing press tethered to Washington politicians, bureaucrats, and central bankers, how can we put our trust in paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Come see gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold. With Washington, D.C. delivering more debt and printed promises, common sense tells us the future of the trend is obvious. Everyone listening should visit gold.freetalklive.com or call 877-357-9938. I trust Midas Resources for my gold, silver, platinum, and you can too. Again, I want you to have this book, and it's free. It's gold.freetalklive.com or 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
The freeze-dry guy, leader in the preparedness industry for 44 years, is closing his California warehouse. Don't miss out on this huge warehouse sale and receive discounts from 30 to 40% off on the finest Mountain House and Packaway brand freeze-dried and dehydrated foods for long-term food storage or even everyday use. Plus deep discounts on all in-stock survival gear. The freeze-dry guy is offering a wide selection of freeze-dried foods in number 10 cans and even individually packaged entrees. Remember, meats, vegetables, fruits, and long-range patrol rations are the main components for any long-term food storage. This is limited to stock on hand, so hurry and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, as always, free shipping to the lower 48 states. So hurry up and call 866-404-3663 or 530-798-4414. Remember, this is limited to stock on hand. The freeze-dry guy is your choice for survival food in an uncertain world.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here is what one doctor has to say about Extendovite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right, to fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work. We can just put them on your product and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens and dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them, and what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. The yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect, and most of the other herbs in there I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. It's close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut, it's working on the liver, it's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
That's 855-450-3733. You can call in. talk about whatever's on your mind, as Todd has. We'll get him here in just 1 second. But I want to tell you about, well, Ian and I are jetting off to Austin, Texas. It's March the 28th and 29th. We'll be down there at the Moody Theater for the second annual Texas Bitcoin Conference. At this event, they will have, once again, the $1 Million Bitcoin 2.0 Hackathon. This is an event that I think is singular in the Bitcoin sphere, making the Texas Bitcoin Conference the most important conference in the Bitcoin sphere, is that they're giving away $1 million to really great ideas that are in the Bitcoin sphere, and I'm excited to see what comes out this year. Last year they had storage and you know, some other ideas that were just great, and I'd like to see what happened to those, what's going forward. I think this is going to be really exciting. There's going to be lots of great speakers there. Simbala Nair from IBM, she's the architect of their blockchain technology, Adept. George Gilder, this guy practically created Reaganomics. David Johnston, Jason King, Robert Murphy, Anthony DiOrio from Ethereum, Charlie Shrim, and lots of other speakers. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com, get your ticket. It's $125 if you use coupon code FTL. So normally it's $150, you save $25 by using FTL at TexasBitcoinConference.com, and $25 of that goes to Sean's Outpost to feed the hungry. So TexasBitcoinConference.com, coupon code FTL, and you can join us. We'd love to see you out there. It was a great event. Let's go back to Todd calling in from Utah. Todd, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Excellent. So just to recap in the last segment, you're concerned that the police officers who were shot yesterday in Ferguson, in part that this they might have been shot for sort of an anti-cop sentiment that's sweeping the nation, and that, for instance, Free Talk Live might be involved in that in some way because, well, you know, we try to hold the enforcers of the law accountable on this program. Does that sound about right?
Oh, that's not exactly what I'm saying, but okay. Yeah, you're pretty close.
Okay. So, I mean, and you know, my response to it is that it's hard for me to feel bad for people in power complaining about how they lack power. You know, I mean, police have the ability to change, to some extent, the systems in which they work. And if they don't, well, they always have the choice of not going to work the next day.
Well, you know, I worked as a correction officer. And okay. I worked
with a lot of correction officers.
Yeah, I worked as a correction officer, and I worked in a security prison, and I saw the power structure there, and yep. And I didn't like the pay, and didn't like some of the same things that Ian says all the time about guarding people that bounced a check. In Kentucky, you know, you go to jail for bouncing a check. Go to jail for bouncing a check to prison.
Pretty much anywhere in America, that's true. It's sort of an old law. Yeah. You know, you can do anything you want with a credit card, but God, if you have a check, then you're going to go to jail.
Right. So, you know, I had my own discrepancies with it, and in our training, they said if an inmate ever tells you don't come to work the next day, it's a pretty good sign that you don't want to come to work the next day. But I live in a small town that has one of the highest police force per capita, at least in Utah. And they've done a really good job of community policing. I've called in before and talked about the ideas of community policing that were pretty big in the early 90s when I was in college, and then that's kind of gone by the wayside. And
is this cops who aren't in cars? Is this basically cops not in cars? That kind of?
Yeah, well, on bikes. Yeah.
Yeah.
And bikes and on, yeah. So they... My interactions, I've had some stupid interactions. I called in one time and talked about it, too. But my interactions with these officers, they are that they tend to not want to poke, you know, just poke and prod. They want to get to the situation. And I still think it's admirable that somebody will drive into a situation where somebody's actively shooting and take control of the situation. So... that's my thing about police officers.
I think that absolutely the power that happens
as well.
Yeah, police officers tend to be the personality type. One of the personality types of police officers is the kind of person who will totally take a bullet for the citizenry. I absolutely think that's true. But there are other personality types that can be drawn to law enforcement, and those personality types not as great. and you know, people that want power, people that perhaps were pushed around, that kind of thing. And so
I think we've discovered that those personality types tend to be the ones that are rewarded in the police force and tend to be the creep, sort of like...
Well, I think there's different departments is what I think. It's, I think some departments are much better than others. So if you had this, you know, community policing force...
I think if you work in homicide, you're probably the only department that's probably the one that's... Makes sense.
Well, certainly I want somebody to investigate murders in the world, but I also think that there are better police departments and worse police departments, and it has to do with leadership and incentives that are laid out. The problem is that there doesn't seem to be much policing of the. I mean, I've always said that I really believe that the problems come from the top down. These are hierarchical organizations. It would be difficult for the problems to come from the bottom up
right.
in policing organizations. So, you know, when we look at government organizations, generally what we see is that incompetence tends to be rewarded. The economists have looked at this over and over again, and it's an unpleasant, I wouldn't call it a fact, but likelihood that that incompetence can be rewarded in government organizations because people don't want competition in the higher spheres for the job. I mean, who do you want competing for your job? Some genius or some dum-dum? And so, you know, that's kind of one of the reasons that these tend to be the case.
Well, you know, I go one step further and say that in my experience and in places I've worked at, it's probably the reasons why I get to a point where I'm not progressing anymore is I won't do that cutthroat thing to rat my fellow employee out or to do something like that. I, you know, teach their own whatever. If it's something that's going to hurt somebody, of course I would say something. But I can see what you're talking about. I know officers in this town that have been that way that are no longer officers. So I know that the management in St. George and I – you know, I don't have any relatives or anything in this town of officers, but I know that the managers in this town will take a call for a complaint against their officers, and they will deal with it. And my complaint in St. George, Utah, is more the city fathers, not the police officers. It'd be more the city's regulations that are pretty abstract and crazy.
I don't have any complaints about the cops in my town because there aren't any. Somehow or another, the town I live in manages to survive without a police force. There's the what we call the stateies, which are a state police force that'll come out if there's, you know, some kind of murder or something like that to do whatever investigation. But you know, the average calls, basically speeding tickets and dog calls, is what we call them when a dog's killed some chickens or something like that. Meh. That's all the cop would do, and people can handle it on their own. Todd, I really do appreciate the call. Thanks so much. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. I wouldn't claim for a second we don't need policing organizations, but I would claim that we would get a whole lot better service from law enforcement if we did away with the war on drugs.
Hey, it's Mark of Free Talk Live, and I want to tell you about a new way to be prepared for emergencies. Not just big emergencies, but little ones too. It's a source of backup power, so small that I can put it in my pocket or the glove box of my car, but it's so powerful that it can actually jumpstart a bus if I need it to. Sounds crazy, but it's not. I'm talking about a breakthrough in portable power technology called the Pocket Power Plus. If you get stranded in an airport, in your car, or you just want to go off the grid for a while, the Pocket Power Plus becomes your own personal mini power plant. Run pretty much any kind of electronic device for hours, even days if you need to. The Pocket Power Plus can also deliver an enormous supply of on-demand power that can jumpstart almost any vehicle, even the coldest winter days. Comes with free jumper cables and an accessory pack. Best part, my listeners can now get Pocket Power Plus for half price by going to PocketPowerPlus9.com. That's PocketPowerPlus9.com. Use coupon code FTL to save even more. Go to PocketPowerPlus9.com, PocketPowerPlus9.com, coupon code FTL.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Have you ever noticed how many sick and miserable people there are? I'm serious. I'm talking about people of all ages who have conditions and diseases which affect their quality of life. Most of them seem to have one thing in common: polypharmacy. That is, dependence on multiple prescription drugs with side effects that actually make them sicker and sicker, not healthy. The good news is that people are waking up to the fact that if you supply your body with all of the nutrients it requires, you will feel better, be healthier, and have a better life. It's important to know that Beyond Tangy Tangerine is the most amazing, great-tasting, comprehensive nutritional supplement. Besides supplying all the vitamins our bodies need, it also supplies the necessary minerals that are required for the vitamins to kick in. Look, folks, I'm hooked on it, and I think if you try it, you'll become hooked. This stuff really works. That's why I'm urging you to make it part of your daily health regimen. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com to secure your canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine today. Sign up for AutoShip and save on shipping costs. That's Beyond Tangy Tangerine at InfoWarsTeam.com.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's 855-450-3733. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. This evening on Free Talk Live, it's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-453. Express Coin is the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies. Whatever those cryptocurrencies might be, they have a bunch of them over there. Bitcoins, Litecoin, Dogecoin, just to name a few. It's fast, safe, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business over at ExpressCoin.com, so it doesn't matter whether you're in the U.S. or Canada. You can trust them. They'll do a great job. You can use a money order or a check to get your bitcoins. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app at ExpressCoin.com. Use coupon code FTL to get up to $40 worth of your cryptocurrency with no fee at all. So if you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com, you can get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency at no fee. ExpressCoin.com, coupon code FTL. Let's go back to the phones. We have been all, just wall-to-wall calls this evening. Let's go to Arthur calling in from Colorado. Arthur, you're on Free Talk Live.
Howdy, how are you guys doing?
Doing all right.
What's on your mind?
All righty. So I was watching a couple of YouTube videos in the past couple of days, and I saw that the ATF just reversed their whole position on that supposed ban they were going to put in place on that SS-109 223 or 556 ammunition.
You're going to tell us about it. I have no idea. It sounds like you're rattling off the digits of pi to me.
Actually, I had heard about that as well.
You heard about it?
Yep.
You're familiar with that whole situation?
I am.
So
ridiculous. That ridiculous situation. Thank goodness they backed off of that, at least for now.
Yeah. They shelved it for now. They say they got to reassess their position on it.
So what is this, Mark? Is this the one of the most common forms of ammo in the United States? It's the .22
longs?
.556, I believe, right?
5.56, yeah. But yeah.
5.56, sorry.
What are those, calibers, millimeters? What the hell are those?
You probably know more about guns than I do.
Millimeter.
Okay.
I'm confused with all that.
What it is it's the ammunition that is for the AR-15.
Okay. So the ATF decided they didn't like a particular piece of ammunition.
Because it's associated with a particular gun. I mean, it's not limited to that gun. Yeah.
As if the AR-15 is, a more dangerous rifle than... this is the AR-15 or the... I thought the AR-15 was the .223 round. So you're talking about the AK-47?
I believe it's for the AR-15. I don't believe you're correct about the .223 round, but... I also have zero confidence in, I've got maybe 20% confidence in my knowledge in that area. I'm sure that some people right now, I bet the phones are going to light up with people going, what? How dare you get that ammo wrong?
It looks like the 5.56 might go in an AR-15, but I was
right then. Yeah, there you go.
Also, another name for it is .22.
All the facts I know about ammunition and guns I've learned from video games. Thank you.
So anyway, the ATF has backed off of their stance that they're going to outlaw the ammunition for the AR-15. Is that the idea?
That's precisely what we're going on.
Why do you think that is?
Now, well, I don't know exactly. I can't speak for them, but
speculate.
From what I've heard,
wildly speculate.
So from what I've heard on the internet, and I think it was like a tweet they put out or something. The response to their announcement was, oh, none of this makes any sense. What are you doing? And it was like 30,000 letters or something they got. And that's supposedly what got them to back off.
Well, it does sound, I do believe that when there's a significantly large public outcry, that government agencies will back off.
Right.
Not every time. I like to use as a counterexample in this circumstance the, I think it was called the TARP. It was before the bailout. It was under Bush. And in this circumstance, they was like, oh, the economy looks bad. Let's give a bunch of money to a bunch of rich people. And that was the plan, essentially. And everybody responded, basically, no, you don't. And one congressman described it as 50% of people said no, and 50% said hell no. And but they went ahead and did it anyway because it was for our own good. You know it was for our own good, Arthur. And so anyway, they went ahead and did it anyway. But I, for instance, SOPA, I think, is a good example where, the Congress decided the Internet's just a little too free. Those people, they're doing dangerous things on the Internet, so we're going to have to get in there and fix it. We'll take our group of liars and thieves and miscreants, and we'll go ahead and we'll police the Internet. And the public said, no, thank you. No, nope, we're not going to do that. And they did back off a couple of times in that circumstance. So
one has to also dramatically question the wisdom of pissing off a large contingency of people who also happen to own assault rifles.
Yeah.
You think that scares the ATF?
That doesn't sound like a good idea.
I don't know if it scares the ATF, but I'm sure it would would scare any of the politicians who are associated with them.
I think this was a sort of internal rule. Many of these organizations basically have lawmaking ability because they make up their own rules.
Right.
So is this a rule as you understand it, Arthur?
Well, I believe the whole thing came about as, are you familiar with AR pistols?
AR pistols? No.
Yeah. It's basically... So the National Firearms Act outlaws any rifles with a barrel length of less than 16 inches. And so the shortcut around that is you don't put a stock on your AR-15 and you can have whatever barrel length you want. And it's
what in the world calls...
Doesn't the AR and AR-15, does that stand for assault rifle?
No, it's Armalite rifle.
Oh, okay.
What is a rifle with a barrel shorter than 16 inches? I mean, why, that didn't even make any sense to me. I thought we were talking about shotguns here. I mean, a rifle with a with a barrel length shorter than 16 inches is a pistol, right? A pistol with a stock on it.
Well, if it had a stock on it, the ATF would classify it as a short-barreled rifle. But without a stock, they classify it as a pistol because you're not readily able to shoulder it.
What is the danger of a short-barreled rifle?
Well, they think, well, I mean, aside from the easily concealable and all that, there's really no, that's mainly what I'm going to get to.
Well, okay, I can tell you what the danger of a short-barreled rifle is. This is simple physics on this one. Rifle, right? A rifle, the word rifle stands for the rifling in the barrel. So
there's
the longer,
no rifling in a pistol?
Well, there's rifling in a pistol, but there's much less rifling. The longer the barrel, the more rifling there is for the bullet to pass through, which causes the longer barreled weapons to be more accurate. So the shorter the barrel on the weapon, the less accuracy you're going to get in general.
What's
so if a barrel gets short enough, especially if you're firing rifle rounds, I would assume that the accuracy would be dropped dramatically.
Like on a pistol?
Well, yeah.
I just don't see the difference between a short-barreled rifle
but you're
and a pistol.
Also, but if it's a short-barreled rifle, you're firing, I believe, what would be a much larger round, so your chance of inaccuracy is probably a lot much greater. That's what I'm guessing, again, but that's what I would guess.
There are bigger rounds that go in rifles, but, I mean, I would assume that the rules at AR... I would assume that the rules on a short-barreled rifle would be the same. I guess it must have to do with the round size, because there's sort of pistol rounds and rifle rounds.
Right.
Arthur, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE, if you can fix my gun ignorance.
Part of the reason why I was asking the question, and I do feel like kind of an ass for saying the thing about... AR-15, does AR-15 stand for assault rifle? I should have known better than that. I should have known at least that much that AR does not stand for assault rifle. But however,
stands for Bushmaster.
No, it does stand for Armalite rifle, is what he says. But so when you say AR pistol, that would be inaccurate, because how can it be an Armalite rifle pistol? Because it's a rifle, not a pistol, right?
I guess people are just calling it what they want to call
it. There's so much complicated gun knowledge that I just don't know, and you know. Start including more of that in video games so I can learn it.
So the story you had brought in was basically a poll from Gallup where, what was the percentage? 5% of Americans? I'm sorry. The top reason that American, the top worst
18%
thing,
of Americans.
Yeah, 18% of Americans, the most Americans agreed that the government was the top problem
facing the country right now. Yep.
So how can it face the country when the government really is the country?
Well,
I mean, what is
that's debatable, but okay.
What is the United States if not an organization of lies?
We the people
in Washington D.C.
How dare you?
855-450-3733. Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Shiny badges on your daggers. Shiny badges.
This is Davi Barker from ShinyBadges.com, and I just want to personally apologize for airing a jingle week after week, month after month, that turned out to be such an infectious brain worm. So to make it up to you, I'm offering a free gift. The next time you make a purchase at ShinyBadges.com, write WORMS in the transaction comments, and I'll send you something weird.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Walland Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Walland Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Walland Associates, 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. 855-450-3733. It's 855-450-FREE. You can call in and talk about, well, all kinds of things we've been talking about this evening, from the people of the United States and a Gallup poll saying that the government is the worst problem in the United States to the cop shootings in Ferguson. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE or anything else that's on your mind. Skype username is lrn.fm. It's Mark with you.
And Johnson.
855-450-3733. As if to put an exclamation point on the story where Americans find the government is the worst problem, a Texas representative proposes a bill to make the filming of police illegal for everybody but sort of the mainstream media.
Wow.
So, if you had to make a guess, Johnson, because I made a guess in my mind, what is the political party of the representative who wants to make filming the police illegal for the average Joe?
Unfortunately, I'd guess Republican.
You would be right. Texas, on Tuesday, a bill was filed by Texas Representative Jason Villalba, from a Republican from Dallas, HB 2918, which would turn private citizens who film police into criminals. The bill attempts to usurp citizens of the ability to hold law enforcement accountable for their actions by negating people's ability to create an accurate and impartial record of police interactions. This is from the Free Thought Project, by the way. If passed, please, I can't imagine this thing's going to pass. This, all he's done is paint himself as a target for people who believe in civil liberties.
Sure. Hopefully he's made himself unelectable.
Let's hope so. But he certainly, there's a lot of police agencies out there that certainly think that this is, police agencies and police organizations, that really think that this is great. I mean, I can't tell you how many police unions we've seen over the years that say, filming the police is a bad idea. What? These police have privacy rights. And, right now, the first time in human history when we sort of have the ability, we the governed have the ability to sort of police the governed, the watchers are actually getting watched for the first time in history, and generally they don't like it. They want to stop it.
Right.
Yeah. And mostly, this is just not going to go anywhere. Police are going to get filmed doing their jobs because that's good for everybody from here on out. And most of us are getting filmed doing our jobs anyway. I mean, when you're a clerk at the convenience store, you're getting filmed the whole time.
Certainly be interesting to have a law like this go into effect where they have like a conflict between, like you say, no one can film the police except for media. And then have another law that comes into effect that says all police must wear body cameras. Oh, wait a minute. But they're not allowed to film the police either.
Well, they always have exceptions for themselves.
Well, yes, in practice, not always in legality.
Yeah, not always in legality, but
right.
No one has standing
right.
to bring a case in that case. Anyway, if passed, the bill would amend the current Interface with Public Duties statute to include language only allowing filming of the police within 25 feet by news media. Now, we've seen lots of stories where...
Oh, within 25 feet. So this sounds like not a law to ban filming of police, but to create a circle of protection around the police, that someone must be beyond 25 feet from a police officer if they're filming them.
What if you are having an interaction with the police officer?
And you have to tell the, you have to back 25 feet away from the police officer and say, I'll interact with you from here.
Well, as far as I'm concerned,
because I'm not going to stop filming.
He can interact with me through my attorney
right.
from his station.
Right.
I don't have any reason to be interacting with him.
Right.
But, I mean, this is the obvious. This is basically a restraining order put on every American.
Right.
And it's ridiculous. But anyway, news media is defined.
I would like to see this law. I would actually like to see someone attack this law and just slightly rewrite it so that it says that if the citizen is holding a camera, the officer has to back 25 feet away. No matter what. Like, they pull you over, you pull out a camera, they got to back 25 feet up. Go across the road if that's what has to happen. You can shout at me from over there. Sorry, officer.
I can't hear you. I can't hear you.
Like either that or you can waive your right to not be filmed. You know?
The likelihood of the law you're hoping for seems really, really remote.
It's just as dumb as this one.
Oh, yeah. This is a... I sincerely hope that this Jason Vallalba has made himself completely unelectable. But who knows? The fact is that these... Americans might consider Congress to be the government to be the biggest problem in the nation. They will reelect more than 90% of them will come the next time around. So I don't expect that Jason...
Government sure is a big problem. Who's running for office? Well, I like that guy. His name is good, and he looks like his hair sure is pretty.
Yeah, I was participating in the town election yesterday, the day before yesterday, and then the town meeting was going on, and I thought it was more of a study in human interaction than anything. The human, so sort of their behavior in groups.
Right.
What's the name of the study where the
I don't know. The only thing about Gallup, though, there is a skew there, right? Because they only polled like 1,000 people.
Yeah.
To get those results, and then here's the other problem: all those people own phones.
Telephones?
Yeah.
Well,
that's a pretty huge skew right there.
If
old
people consider the government to be the biggest problem in the United States, then I don't imagine young people are any less on board with
it. But I don't know that it's not necessarily that. It could be cell phones. It could be. It's also the type of people that take polls. There's some skewing there that goes on that I think is probably fairly large. And the other thing that you have to take into consideration is that, the sheer stupidity of the bottom level voter. You know, when you say 90% of these people are going to get reelected, it's like, well, yeah, but also probably 90% of voters don't know anything beyond these, you know, people's names, because so many voters are just so incredibly dumb.
Well, yeah, they're ignorant, that's for sure. Yeah. I like to use the term dumb because
ignorant,
I think it applies.
Sure,
but you remember the Ash study? We had talked about this on the air in the past. This is a study where you have basically one person and five Confederates who are sitting at a table. They're shown some lines mm-hmm. and said to compare it, a set of three lines, compare it to one line.
Right.
And say, which one is the same length? Right?
Right.
So the first three or so, they guess the right one. Everybody goes down the line right there in front. So A. And then the real person gets it and they say A. And then this happens over
yeah.
and over for three times. And then on the fourth one, they pick an obviously wrong
right,
line.
Right.
And they all agree that it's the wrong line.
Yeah, most of them are actors.
And this person, yeah, well, they are actors. And
right.
then this, the last person is like, and he agrees with them. And in many cases, like two-thirds of the time, they just go ahead and agree. And what that says to me is that there's basically two-thirds of the of people who are unqualified to give their opinion
right.
when it comes to a vote.
Right.
I went to town meeting, and it was amazing to me how many things passed. These people passed $1 million budget on a voice vote.
So sometimes I feel like I've
with
come
nobody up, dissenting.
Sometimes I feel like I've come up with some good ideas on Free Talk Live, and I've floated them out of the ether, and they've come back, like, you know, sometimes months later, sometimes years later in an interesting way. And I'm going to float one of those ideas now. I would like to see somebody form or use one of these do exit polling, right? Like one of these exit polling companies. I would like to see some publications, some media publications about like doing exit polling in elections and have media publications about what the results would have been if the only people voting in that election were property owners. How would it have affected the election results if we were in the times where only property owners could vote?
You think this?
And I'm saying this, by the way, as somebody who does not own property. I'm not a property owner, so I would if the right of property, if the rights to vote were taken away from everyone who does not own property, I would lose my right to vote, which would suck. But I do feel like property owners are the only ones with skin in the game.
I don't.
For real. Like, you know, like, I feel like, yes, okay, some people have some skin in the game to a certain extent, but for the most part, the people who are most affected, and I feel like should be, in some ways, the only ones making the decisions, because they're the only ones who are going to be, for the most part, educated. You can depend that a property owner is going to be more educated than...
I think more educated. I suppose you could say they're more educated.
Involved.
But why not just give a test to see whether people are qualified? I mean, there's a...
Well, sure, that would be nice, too, but then you get into all sorts of weird, you know, like, you could get into all sorts of weird racial issues and...
You could.
...bigotry and all sorts of weird stuff.
That's certainly... There's a history of that, but why not give the same test that they give to people to become a U.S. citizen to see whether or not you're qualified to vote? You have to get a test to drive. I mean, if you're going to make a qualification for voting, it seems like as good as any. As far as I'm concerned, legislators should have to agree 100% on laws, and that would solve most of our problems.
People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's a terrifying thought. You're trapped somewhere without a radio and no access to GCN shows, a doctor's office, the DMV, your mother-in-law's.
Come on, stay for dinner.
That's what makes the newly redesigned GCN Live app a true lifesaver. Listen to your favorite GCN hosts and programming on your smartphone, wherever you are. Download yours free on iTunes or Google Play. The new GCN Live app. Don't leave home without it.
What good is a big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.